I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. The presidents of Syria and Iran today sent a message to Washington. The two held a joint news conference in the Syrian capital, Damascus, and it went something like this. Never mind what the Obama administration says, Syria and Iran are standing together. That show of solidarity comes at a tense time in Iran's relations with the U.S., as The World's Matthew Bell reports.
The Obama administration recently announced that it's sending a U.S. ambassador to Syria for the first time since 2005. U.S. officials hope this would provide an opening for improved U.S.-Syrian relations, and perhaps it would also drive a wedge between Syria and Iran. But today, Syrian President Bashar al-Assad stood with his Iranian counterpart, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, and dismissed that idea. Syria's president said the past weeks and months have shown that what's happening in the Middle East is American neocolonialism and hegemony in the region. He then suggested that the U.S. is trying to prevent Iran from developing peaceful nuclear energy. For his part, President Ahmadinejad of Iran said American influence in the region is a thing of the past. In an apparent reference to Iraq, Ahmadinejad said the U.S. wanted to rule over the entire Middle East, but now it has failed, he said, and it's being forced to leave. U.S. officials have long suspected that Iran is trying to develop a nuclear weapon, and since President Obama's offer of negotiations has been rebuffed, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says it's time for another round of international sanctions. She says a vote in the United Nations Security Council should come within 2 months, and it could pass. Clinton says both Russia and China seem to be coming around to the U.S. view on this issue.
I think we've made a lot of progress. Now, we don't come out into a press conference every time we have these meetings, but I have seen over the past year the attitudes about Iran evolve.
As for the Russians, they've sent mixed signals. Just yesterday, a foreign ministry official said Moscow would not support crippling sanctions on Iran. But then Russia's top diplomat, Sergei Lavrov, appeared to hit a very different note on the same day. Lavrov was answering a question about a 2007 deal to provide Iran with S-300 missiles. The Russian missiles would be a big boost for Iran's air defenses and a deterrent against any future attack on its nuclear sites. In essence, Lavrov defended Russia's decision to renege on that contract because he said the weapons sale might destabilize the region. Iran expert Barbara Slavin is the author of Bitter Friends, Bosom Enemies. Slavin says the Russians are losing patience with Iran, and refusing to deliver those S-300 missiles isn't the only sign that Moscow is willing to impose its own de facto sanctions against Tehran.
There is a nuclear reactor at Bushehr that the Russians keep saying will be completed and started. They've been saying that this would happen every year, I think, for the last 5 years, and it's still not happening.
China is a tougher question. It could abstain from a UN vote on sanctions or work to water down any new sanctions resolution. But apart from going through the UN, Washington is stepping up the pressure on Iran's banks. If that continues, Slavin says China will have a choice to make based not on political considerations, but on business.
China is an important trading partner for Iran, but Iran is a less important trading partner for China. China can get its oil from Saudi Arabia. China has important dealings with Israel. It buys weapons from Israel.
In fact, an Israeli delegation that includes the head of the Bank of Israel is in China this week, and it's said to be lobbying Beijing on the issue of new sanctions for Iran. Washington's busy lobbying as well. The State Department is sending its point man on the Iranian nuclear issue to Brazil, which currently holds a rotating seat on the UN Security Council. Secretary Clinton will be in Brazil next week. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.